Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 855-450-FREE with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
Now, Marcus is the artist behind BrainlessTales.com. You can go there and check take a look at his daily comic, and that's daily 7 days a week?
Yes, every day.
So, big commitment, and you've been doing it for a long time, and it's really nice-looking artwork. The site looks great, too, and I've enjoyed the Brainless Tales.
Thanks. Yeah, it's you know, like a kind of a cute and fun, kind of creepy comic.
Yeah,
you know?
All rolled into one.
Yeah, you know, skulls and smiling candy. You
right.
Know?
So you were telling us right before we came back from the break about something related to intellectual property, which is what we were talking about in the last hour for those of you just tuning in, a story regarding someone threatening you.
Yeah, that's right. So I get my ideas for my comics every day or any day from different places and different people, different things. Just like anything artistic, there are no real original ideas. Everything's inspired by something. I like to do sure. a lot of puns. And so a lot of my comics are just thinking about a common saying or a common word and coming up with, oh, what can I turn that into? What's a pun? Funny pun I can
a visual pun.
Yeah. Like 2 days ago, I did investigator. And it's actually an alligator in a vest,
yeah.
And he's got his spyglass. So he's in a gator in a vest investigating. Anyway, so yeah, on Facebook one day there was another comic artist who actually threatened me. He posted. He didn't email me. He felt he would just post to my Facebook wall, and his claim was that I was infringing on his copyright. Because my comic was similar to his comic.
So which, hold on, the comic, your comic idea in general?
No, for one specific comic that I drew.
Well, okay, to infringe upon a copyright, the show shows ignorance on his part.
Of course.
to infringe upon a copyright, you have to show intent. You really do. This isn't like if Ian and I both make a flatulent powered unicycle that will fly you to the moon. Then and he gets the copyright to the copyright people, or excuse me, he gets a patent to the copyright the patent office a minute before I do. I'm out of luck. But if you and I both write the same novel word for word by accident. And we're on other sides of the globe, and you can't prove that I in any way stole your stuff, and I can't prove that you did, then, you know, that's it. I mean, that's
right.
There's no protection.
No, I know. The guy didn't understand copyright because it was all he was referencing was one specific comic. And the comic was, I used the phrase, hi, honey, I'm home.
I saw that one.
Yeah. So that's the phrase, and the picture of it is a house with a face on it,
yep.
and then a jar of honey, and the house is saying, hi, honey, I'm home.
Yeah, well,
he's the home, right?
He should sue you for everything you're worth for that.
So, well, that was my version. His version didn't say hi in it. It said, honey, I'm home. And it was a very, very, but it was almost, it was the very same idea. It was a house
yep.
talking to honey. And he did his before me, but I didn't get the idea from looking at his. I got the idea because it's a very common phrase.
Right.
And so, you know, what irked me about it was that, you know, he felt like because he had this idea that no one else could do something similar. I didn't copy his drawing. I mean,
yeah.
Mine looked much different than his. It technically had different phrasing because I had 25% more, or actually I had 33% more words than his did in it. His only had three, I had four. And it was.
And did he have an anthropomorphized house?
I believe he did.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was very similar. It absolutely was very similar.
Did you tell him to go pound salt in his butt?
No. I mean, actually, what I did was I was very, very upset because he was. He demanded that I remove it.
And when was this? This was about
a year ago.
Okay.
He demanded I remove it from the internet. Now, he didn't email me. He didn't send me a letter. He posted this on my Facebook wall.
Your face, the Brainless Tales.
Right, right.
Wall.
Not my personal book.
To try to make you look bad.
I guess so. So I got very upset about it. I talked to a bunch of people. I was very upset. And because I understood he was threatening me. And I realized that he was wrong. Number one, he misunderstood copyright. But it's a
threat.
It's pretty
important.
You know? I ended up, what I did was, I took someone's advice, I just ignored him. I deleted his post, and I blocked him, and I ignored him. And the reason I did that, and the reason I did not confront him, was I took the advice of a friend of mine who has a business, and he said, look, if you go back at this guy and give him a piece of your mind, he's liable to take you to court. And he could be as wrong can be, but if he takes me to court, I got to go to court. And the last thing I wanted to do was go to court over this guy misunderstanding what copyright means. So I just ignored him, basically. Deleted him, blocked him. I never received an email from him. But it's what I reflected on was that this idea of intellectual property gave him a sense of entitlement.
Yes.
That he really shouldn't have. And on the reverse, I have other comics that I have seen other people redraw using the same phrasing and same idea that I have and being sold on, like, Zazzle, which is a site that I sell shirts on. I've seen other people using my ideas, or not my ideas, but the idea that I had and I drew, doing their own artwork. Whatever. That's someone else taking their crack at, you know, maybe they came up with it themselves. I don't know. But
well, this is common for whether people understand copyright law or they don't. It's a common tactic for people to attempt to intimidate their way into getting what they want. Right. So, you know, if you didn't know anything about copyright law and it sounds like maybe you had taken the time either previously or at that time to do some research into it.
Yes.
But if you didn't know anything about it and this guy comes along like, hey, violating copyright law, if you don't pull that down, you better look out, buddy. And the average person who may not be aware of what the provisions are would just back down. Okay, all right, fine. I don't want to go to court. I'm concerned about this. I'm going to pull it down. This is a common tactic from corporations where they've got a team of lawyers on their side, and they will come after you with a threat. They'll come after you with a letter, basically, from some law firm. So, you know, the person's got money. You know, they've got lawyers on their side, and so you don't have that. You don't have thousands of dollars to hire an attorney. It's an intimidating circumstance, and usually people will bend over.
Right. Well, and most people understand that in America, the person with the most money is likely to win. So if you're if you're going to court, whoever's got the most money is probably going to win the case. That's just how it goes in this country. And that was one of the reasons
why... Some might say that's how it's supposed to go in this country. You know, like...
Sure, the people with money would say that.
I mean, just think about it for a second. I'm trying to think of some time in history of humans when somehow power, the people with money didn't have control, didn't have some connection and control with the people of power. Right. And I just don't think that that's ever been the case. So if you have money and you want to make sure you win, then likely you will work through your friends who have money and power, like judges,
right,
and lawyers and folks like that, in order to get the system designed. And that's a little conspiratorial, but I think that people sort of naturally move this way. Well, you know, we want to make this so that we win. And so I think it's just naturally designed that way.
Yeah, and it's really sad, though, that that's the mentality it creates in artists of all people. You know, what good would it do for me to start removing my comics from the internet? It's not as if I could remove them anyway. People have copied them and posted them on their own sites, mm-hmm, and in their own places. So it wouldn't make the world any better for me to remove that comic that guy wanted me to remove. It was my original artwork. It was my idea.
And there, a lot of people, are working businesses where they think intellectual property is important for their particular business. But think about it for a second. There are businesses, I think the best, very best example for that artists of all stripes, writers, artists, creators need to understand is the fabric, the garment industry, there are no copyrights, no patents on any garments. The only
thing
you can have is a trademark.
So, come back with more here. 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to add your thoughts into the mix or take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. I've got kind of an experience with a copyright threat as well. Share that in moments. Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, January 17, 2013. Gold opened up at $1,682.60. An ounce of gold can be purchased for $1,724.41, half ounce for $862.21, and a quarter ounce for $431.10. That's $1,724.41, $862.21 for a half ounce, and $431.10 for a quarter ounce.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com And with you tonight, it's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us on the website and enjoy all the features. We've got listening options. Live streams, they're there. And they are available to you around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is constantly playing there. And then when we're live, you'll hear us live. And then the other 21 hours a day, you'll hear the latest episode. All of that's free. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned into those streams. Of course, you can listen on your computer or via your smartphone or whatever method is most appropriate for you. So once again, go to listen.freetalklive.com. You'll also be able to learn about our over 100 great radio stations on AM and FM that are across the whole country that air the show at various different times throughout the week. XM Satellite Radio also carries us all 7 nights per week. In addition to that, you can hear us on free-to-air KU band across North America. And that is also detailed at listen.freetalklive.com. There's also our webcam, which is now plural. There is the webcams. And we now have a second camera here in the studio for your viewing. I hate to say pleasure. I don't know. Maybe some people get pleasure out of looking at radio guys.
Well, it gives it something more exciting to look at.
It's a close-up now. Yeah, you got a close. We got the wide shot, and we got the close-up. And that's all free. Listen.freetalklive.com. Plus the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. If you can't get Free Talk Live in your ears, you haven't tried. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, here on Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in precious metals all the time. It's a, you know, with the market the way it is right now, I feel like the only place, you know, you can have your money is in something that's backed with value. Precious metals give you an easy way to have a commodity, have it in your possession. It's something that can't, you know, they can't be taken away from you just by, you know, destroying some paper or something like that. It's yours. You decide when you want to give it up. And you can go to gold.freetalklive.com and get some right now. I think that gold and silver are poised to move upward. I've got plenty. You know, silver at least. Wish I had some more gold. gold.freetalklive.com.
I thought you had one of those rooms where you could dive in like Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
A big vault. Yeah, I don't know if you can really dive into gold like that. Would probably hurt a lot.
There was a clip on Family Guy where he did it and he just
didn't work out.
Yeah, he was hurt himself pretty bad.
Yeah, that would be pretty painful.
So we're talking about copyright threats and how it is that there are frequently situations where somebody will receive a threat from, you know, sometimes it's an attorney, which makes it seem even scarier because they're, you know, they act like they know what they're talking about. And then there's also just a common threat from another individual who claims that he knows something about copyright, which is what happened to you, Marcus, over brainlesstales.com, which is your website. Someone threatened you, and nothing ever became of that.
No, nothing became of it because it was you know, it was a threat on a Facebook wall, and, you know, I deleted it and ignored him, and he never bothered emailing or anything like that, so.
You know, the average person's probably not going to lawyer up and go after you for something because they don't know what the heck they're doing.
But there are companies that make a business of it.
That's right, like patent holding companies, for instance, do this
patent
all
trolls.
The time. Yep, they're called patent trolls. You can learn more about those online. But I had a story that was relevant to this conversation about Lenko. Remember Lenko?
They're the company that makes a Bearcat.
That's right. The Bearcat is this tank, basically. It's an armored personnel carrier, but one of the local city council members, I think the mayor actually in Keene, New Hampshire, was caught on video, you know, calling it a tank quietly to another one of his city councilors.
We're gonna get a tank. Yeah, we're gonna get a tank.
He says, whispers it, but it got caught by the microphones in front of him. And so there was a lot of controversy here in Keene, New Hampshire. About a year ago, actually, is when this was really getting hot and heavy. And the proposal was from the federal government to give a grant to the city of Keene and the police department of Keene. Now, Keene's a smaller town of 25,000 people. I guess a larger town, but a town or small city, very small city, of 25,000 people. And this Bearcat is proposed for little old Keene, New Hampshire. People were outraged by it. The city councilors, of course, do whatever the police want them to, for the most part. There was only one councilor who stood against it, and that one counselor was able to kind of create the wedge, I guess, and to allow activists to kind of make an issue out of this, after the fact.
Most people didn't know about it until after the vote had happened.
Correct. So, because most people don't pay attention to local politics.
Right. So that one guy who voted against it, he was using his own brain to vote against it. There was not much of an outcry until after the vote when people realized what had happened.
And a lot of people use this Keene as a small town, so we don't need a Bearcat thing. And I don't know that that's necessarily true or not true.
Well, then every small town should have a Bearcat.
Well, I think that it's being given out by the federal government, so I consider it to be pork in that sense. Do I think that police, you know, might want bulletproof vehicles? Okay. I'm with you. You know, I can
They'll
see
take
why,
any toy they can get.
I can see why you'd want a free bulletproof car. My concern lies in the militarization nationwide of police, and I think that Keene is in no way not this way. Lenco doesn't sell Bearcats in powder pink, baby blue, frosty mini green.
No, this one is olive
chartreuse.
Green.
I mean, yeah. Well, yeah, they're military colors.
Military.
They're all sort of this black, dangerous.
Olive green or camo.
Yeah, military-looking things. And as far as I'm concerned, okay, you know, I see a halfway point. My halfway point is I'm concerned about the militarization of the police.
Yeah.
All right, I understand why you guys want your free bulletproof car. Let's paint it pink.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
Let's get on some Hello Kitty bulletproof vests, too, while we're at it.
I think that there might be a patent issue or a copyright issue with Hello Kitty. But
haven't you noticed Hello Kitty's on everything these days?
Yeah,
I bet
awesome.
There are Hello Kitty bulletproof vests. They have Hello Kitty machine guns.
That was, I think, designed by somebody. I don't think that that's the Hello Kitty.
So who's to prevent you from painting a Hello Kitty on
because
one of your
if you do it
vests?
For yourself, whoever owns Hello Kitty isn't going to come after you if you just paint it on your rifle. However, if you put it on your city, you know, police's vests. But I mean, you know, pink isn't copyrighted yet, and you could do that too.
Yeah.
And I think that these are these are interesting questions. I mean, you know. Police officers, ask yourself, why wouldn't you want a powder pink, you know, Bearcat and baby...
It's just as bulletproof.
And baby blue uniforms.
Yeah.
I can see why you wouldn't want the baby blue pants, but the cops have moved away from, you know, say the white shirt or the light blue shirt.
That's right.
And
to dark.
And that, you know, 12-pointed hat thing, that weird hat thing that they've got. They've moved away from that into, it's all navy blue, black... You know, dark colors.
That's right.
And
because it's more intimidating.
And it's all about the psychological warfare, is really.
Yes.
And if it's psychological warfare, against whom are you warring? And the answer is me, the guy who's paying your paycheck.
Well, the answer wouldn't be you if there weren't all these malum prohibitum laws out there that make almost everything fun illegal, for instance. You know, various different people are being put in jail cells all over this country. Even though they haven't harmed anyone. And so if the police were just going after murderers and, you know, arsonists and rapists and people that are, you know, doing armed robberies and things like that, then I don't think anyone would really care about the Bearcat. But because we know the police are going to use it on a drug raid or they're just going to roll it down in, you know, into some kind of a protest to intimidate people, they've done that in D.C., and they do the drug raids all over the place, there was a real issue that people had here in Keene. And so I'll tell you about how this ties into YouTube and a copyright threat here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Tell us your copyright story, if you have one. Have you ever been threatened by some company or some individual over an alleged copyright violation and stood your ground and won the day as a result of that? You're welcome to share your experience here at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE. You know, there was something up on freedomsphoenix.com today, Mark, that you shared with me about starting your own radio station, right?
That's right. You can go to freedomsphoenix.com and see how to, I think it was for $250, you can start your own radio station.
Pretty cool. It's a useful article, and I think it's actually a version of one that I had linked to over on the LRN.FM site. Lots of good technical information to get into the details of what you need to know. Because a lot of people have kind of thrown this idea around about, you know, hey, it's hard to get Free Talk Live on local talk radio stations, so why don't I just start my own? But then there's that whole fear of the FCC thing that comes into play, and maybe this article will help you a little bit.
Yeah, they've got all kinds of articles over there at freedomsphoenix.com. I get their daily dispatch, which is sort of run down. Actually, I think I get it twice a day. I don't know if I signed up for something special or what. But I, you know, it's on economy, technology, communications, the rise of the police state. They're covering all kinds of articles that tend to have a liberty bend to them. And I think it's great. I really enjoy the sciencey ones that are shown there, too. So freedomsphoenix.com, maybe you'll enjoy it as much as I do.
We're talking about copyright and threats that are levied against individuals and other companies who have used an idea, whether they've done it on purpose or not, whether they know about the copyright law or not. The these corporations with all kinds of money to throw around, especially ones that are federally funded with federal dollars, huge amounts of Homeland Security money, like Lenko, the company that creates the Bearcat, an armored police personnel carrier that has gun ports on the side of it, has a mount for a machine gun turret on the top.
Gas canister on the front, and the federal government buys these and gives them away to municipalities all over the nation.
And
that's $300,000 a piece vehicle.
Correct. I think they spent $280,000 on the one in Keene, and they could have put more on if they'd had if they'd had a bigger grant coming from the feds. So, like, the one they got in Keene doesn't have the gas injector on it, and it doesn't have the machine gun turret on the top, but it could have that stuff added at a later time, perhaps with more grant money. So anyway, they were
The Bearcat is airtight, so that allows it to be used in a situation where you have radioactivity or something like that. So that's the excuse they use for a rescue vehicle.
Well, right, and the idea that they're going to rescue anybody in the Bearcat except for their own cohorts is pretty ridiculous. The thing's pretty small. I mean, you're not going to even be able to fit more than a family in one of these things, especially if there's police sitting in the back of it. So anyway, the proposal was that Little Keene, New Hampshire, the town in which we do this show, was supposed to get this Bearcat, and there was a huge uproar over it. People all across the city, and you hadn't made it here yet for this, Marcus, but I was out on the streets handing out flyers to people about, we had this cool little meme that Jason Talley from Talley.tv created called Thanks But No Tanks. And there was a song that went along with it to the tune of Three Dog Night.
Thanks But No Tanks.
Exactly. And if you want, you can look on YouTube and find us singing that song. But so we were out on the street talking to people, video camera, recording folks, and, you know, what do you think about this? And overwhelmingly, people were against it. People who were liberal, people who were conservative, people who, you know, were apolitical. A lot of people didn't even know about it because people don't pay attention to the news. But if you'd give them a basic summary and show them a picture of it and say, do you think this is needed in Keene, they'd, I mean, almost to a person, say, no way, that's ridiculous, this is outrageous. There were maybe 10% maximum of the people that you would just encounter randomly on the street would support the police getting this thing. So there was this huge momentum behind it. And, of course, FreeKeene.com, we're in Keene, New Hampshire. There's 25,000 people that live here. There are very few media outlets in town. You know, there's the talk radio station. There's, of course, there's also now a community talk radio station that is operating, I don't think, with FCC permission. But there's the, you know, as far as FCC licensed stations, there's a talk radio station. And there's a couple other music stations that have morning shows. Maybe they'll every now and then stop talking about Britney Spears and, you know, talk about something relevant, but probably not.
Probably not talking about Britney Spears at all, but go ahead.
Whoever it is, the hot star. She's kind of had a comeback, I think. But anyway.
3 years ago?
Whatever. There's some pop culture nonsense they're likely talking about, not so much the news of the day. So you've got the talk station, you've got the newspaper, the daily paper, the Keene Sentinel, and the local public access TV station.
Yeah.
Those are basically the three locations that you can go to get news. And then there's FreeKeene.com. So FreeKeene, of course, being the local liberty-oriented blog site and obviously focusing on this issue, had all the Bearcat coverage. In fact, you know, I received a compliment from a local media guy like, hey, thanks for, you know, covering this. We were able to use some of your information to talk about it on our show, etc. So we were covering this pretty hardcore. We found the video of the Lenko promo video, which is the video that they show to police departments to get their mouths watering about getting a Bearcat. And, of course, it's this fetish, military fetishistic kind of
testosterone-fueled.
Yeah, I mean, you've got cops in camo with machine guns rolling out of the Bearcat. Well, one guy's popping out of the turret out the top, and he's got his
machine
gun.
They're not grabbing kids and throwing them in the back and
saving
them.
No, there's no rescuing going on.
Right, you know, they're not... I mean, you know, that whole thing about protect and serve on the side, it just doesn't have that whole protect and serve feel. This has, you know, let's
kill them all.
Let's invade Andorra, right?
Got,
like, you know, this is what it feels like.
It's got, you know, pounding AC/DC in the background. That's exactly what it is. And so, you know, it's basically a 5 minute long cop masturbation session for, you know, their sexy new toy that they want to get. And it's very violent. It's all about glamorizing the violence that the police can do with this vehicle. And we put it up on our blog site. And Huffington Post started to talk about what was going on in Keene. And this story blew up into a national story. And all of a sudden, Lenko, the company that manufactures the Bearcat, has a PR nightmare on their hands. They've never had to deal with this before. I don't think that
their
sales...
By the way, I've been to their Facebook page, and then they have pictures of other police departments posing with their Bearcats. They're not in... they're not wearing life jackets, right? Mm-hmm. Like, these guys are hyped up. Every 2A man, they all have sunglasses on. Now, I'm sure that they're, from a safety standpoint, is probably a good reason to have eye protection on when you're using guns and things like that. But I think that the dark sunglasses are meant to dehumanize.
Yes.
They are meant
disconnect
to separate one individual from another to interrupt.
Yeah, you can't look into someone's eyes.
Yeah, looking into the person's eyes, it's a human connection.
And these people are dressed up like Darth Vader. I mean, that's it.
Well, there's
black
one,
helmets, you know, the whole
one
deal.
Of them was from Appleton, Wisconsin, where they had, like, their whole SWAT crew coming out of the darkness of the garage in which the Bearcat was being...
Yeah, it's ominous
they've
as
got
hell.
They've got their spotlights on, their machine guns in their hand, and it looked like it had even been Photoshopped to where the lights had more of a real kind of conical look to them, and it looked like they'd really taken time to make themselves look as badass and as threatening as possible. So there was a lot of controversy about this. And Lenko, when they actually came to town to save the contract, because it was in jeopardy, they sent their head of sales to Keene for the city council meeting where they were hearing from the public about this. And he was, you know, there to answer questions and all that and try to save the sale, make sure it went through. He told me outside after the meeting that they'd never had a response like this. And there's no reason for him to blow smoke on this, right? Like, he didn't have to tell me that. He could have just went about his business.
They've never had a response like that.
Right. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I believe
they've never
him,
had that
right?
response.
So Keene was the very first place to actually respond to this. And they had given out over 300 of these nationwide. This was the first time this had happened. So they don't know what the hell to do. Our video's up on this website. It's getting lots of hits. YouTube, take it down. Copyright notice. And so that's what they did. They hit us with this copyright notice. And then they hit us with another copyright notice on another video that used clips from their video, which some could argue is what's called fair use. We can talk more about that here in a moment. And what I did to respond to this, 855-453, that by all indications thus far has worked. I'll tell you more in a moment here. 855-453. You can take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Please copy the show. Please, send it around to whoever you want. Put them on CDs, DVDs, give them away. I don't even care if you sell them. Not that you could. I mean, what value would putting a bunch of these on a DVD have to anybody when you just go and get them for free at freetalklive.com? We've got archives. I suppose. We've got archives, but there's so many archives, you can't fit them all on a DVD. You can't fit even a fraction of them on a DVD.
I think there'd be value to taking the best segments of the week and cutting them up and making a sort of...
There would be value in that.
One
but there'd
hour.
Also be work you'd have to put into that, too.
Of course. I mean, that's what value is.
Yeah.
It's
not always
your labor and mixing it with whatever the assets are that you have around you.
You could also... Well, it's not always valuable because you could always just go out and dig a hole and fill it back in, and that wouldn't necessarily be valuable. You'd be putting work into assets around you.
I'm not claiming that work is valuable. I do not believe in a labor theory of value. I am claiming, however, that's what, that's the way you make something valuable is you mix work with the assets and, sell it to someone.
As long as someone else agrees that that's valuable to them.
Right, create something that other people see the value in. It.
Exactly.
Value is in the eye of the payer.
So we've been talking about copyright and standing against the threats of those who either don't know what they're doing and just threatening you because they want to try to intimidate you, and those who pretend like they know more what they're doing because they've got a team of lawyers behind what they're doing, and they're scarier because of that. And that's kind of the situation that I got into with this Lenko thing, where Lenko, the company that manufactures the Bearcat, this militaristic police all-personnel carrier that can have machine guns mounted, it's got gun ports on it, it's a horrible thing that is pretty intimidating.
Well, if you're getting shot at, you wish you'd have one. The gas mileage probably stinks.
So, the federal government's given these things out, hundreds of them.
It was a great idea for police departments to have these, by the way. eBay wouldn't have any armored trucks, old bank armored trucks on there. But the fact is they're getting them for free. I mean,
right.
There's a lot of these vehicles out there. We call them armored trucks. And you could, refurbish the engines, do lots of things to these vehicles that the Bearcat is not worth $300,000 for.
So there was a lot of controversy around this. It ended up blowing up, the Bearcat coming to Keene. It ended up blowing up into a nationwide story. And we've done that a few times at FreeKeene.com by just reporting on the ridiculous behavior of these government bureaucrats here in town. This blows up nationwide. Lenko doesn't know what the hell to do, so let's send a copyright threat to Free Keene's YouTube channel and get them to take that Bearcat video, our Bearcat video, which we show to police departments and is publicly available on our channel. So what happened first was they had it on their own channel. We copied that video. They took it down from their own channel. Well, somebody had already made a copy of it. So they were already putting it out there for public consumption. It's just that they didn't really expect most of the public to come and consume it. They just thought the, you know, the police were going
to
come.
It's very easy to copy a YouTube video. If you want to do it, just go to Google or any search engine and say, you know, download Keep YouTube video. It'll take you to like a KeepVid or one of these sites. You just put in the URL and it.
You can grab it in different formats.
Yeah, it gives you all different formats. You can download it.
Really handy. In fact, it was KeepVid that we used to put some of the videos together for the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree DVD. So they send out this copyright threat. And the way YouTube works is as soon as they receive a copyright threat or notice,
the doors begin to close. Yeah, bam, 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 bam.
Yep, that's right. Your video is now blocked from being viewed online. And sorry. Now, if you want to, you can contest it. You can contest this threat. And I had never actually gone through this. There was the first time we had the Bearcat video on our channel. That got copyright threaded, and, you know, I didn't know what to do at that point. But then there was another video that we used, or that Bo Davis put together, the editor of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. He put together, like, a seven-minute video kind of about Thanks But No Tanks and covering various different aspects of it, just an overview kind of video. And it was a really good video, as I recall. But it used clips from the Bearcat video, the original promotional video, and they went after that video as well. And I didn't even know that that had happened because I've got a couple different Google accounts that I administer. And, you know, if you don't log into the account and you don't see the email or whatever, you might not necessarily know that a video has been hit with one of these. So a few months later, and I'm just talking about, I mean, it could have been several months later. I don't even know really when this came in. I think I might have the email here. But later on, I finally noticed that, and let's see, yeah, this actually came in March. So it had been down for most of 2012. I finally logged in last month to this YouTube account and was able to see this thing happen. And I pulled up the instructions as to what do you do about this. Well, they make it sound very intimidating. They say, well, you can contest this if you're willing to go to federal court, because if you contest this, we're going to put it back online, and then they have the ability to sue you. So, they make you, like, double, triple confirm, like, are you sure? Are you sure? You realize that you are basically consenting to going to federal court by contesting this. And I just decided, let's go, Lenko. And I put, you know, I went ahead and contested it. So the video is now back on the Free Keene channel. It's called Thanks But No Tanks. So if you were to go to youtube.com/freekeene and search for Thanks But No Tanks, that would come up. So you can see the video that Lenko did not want you to see. It's not their whole promo video. It's their portions of their promo video being used around commentary and around, you know, an opinion about the Bearcat. So this I did just contest a few weeks ago. For all I know, Lenko's going to file some kind of lawsuit in federal court and I'll have to go to court over copyright. But I don't expect to, because I expect that they're doing what all of these companies do, and that is the equivalent of sending out a threatening letter from their attorneys trying to intimidate you into doing what they want you to do, and most of the time it works. And I'm willing to make the stand on this one.
And I think it's incredibly brave of you. I hope it works out. I mean, the court system isn't really known for justice, sadly, especially in the area of intellectual property.
But let's go.
Property.
I'd love to get some more publicity around the Bearcat. Come on, come after me with a lawsuit and blow that up.
Come at me, Lenko.
What are they going to take from me? I don't have anything. I'm not Rush Limbaugh. I don't have a bunch of money. I've got driving an old 2005 police cruiser with 100,000 miles on it. You know?
Yeah, they don't want that thing. So I want to talk philosophically about intellectual property just for a few minutes here. I think it's important for people because a lot of people, believe in this. And let me ask you this. If intellectual property is a good idea, if it's okay to go after somebody for copying some idea of yours 1 year after you've made it, 10 years after you've made it, 99 years plus your lifetime after you've made it, that would obviously be your progeny of some sort, then why not, you know, why don't the heirs of Leonardo da Vinci, why don't they get a VIG every time somebody looks at the Mona Lisa? I mean, I can tell you in the radio business that there are ads where you have to pay somebody every time you air that spot because it's got their voice in it. So there are ads like that. I mean, you know, they've got those that kind of intellectual property exists out there. Why not the wheel? Why not the first person who whipped up the color blue? Why not all of these things? Why not fire? Somebody came up with fire at some point or another. Well, I mean, it's. I think about all the Mozart pieces. None of those are copyrighted. Mm. You know, much of the classical music out there is not copyrighted. So why is it okay to use wheels on your car and not pay somebody the royalty on wheel use that day?
Yeah.
But it's not okay for, you know, singing happy birthday. As I understand, restaurants, they
are targeted by the music groups for that.
Sure. Yeah, Michael Jackson used to own the rights to happy birthday when he was still alive.
Is that so?
Okay. From what I understand, he did.
That's why they have their own birthday tunes in all these restaurants, and they come out
happy,
and they just,
happy birthday,
right, whatever version.
Yeah, whatever. They just made something up.
Yep.
And, you know, this is what it comes down to. Now, patents are different than copyright, which is different than trademarks. Now, I'll argue that a trademark is, you know, that's an aggression against the customer, frankly. If you make a bubbly brown soda, put it in a red and white can and call it Coca-Cola, but in fact it tastes like grapefruit juice.
What if I call it Coca-Cola?
I think that it has to be obvious that it's not the same thing. I mean, I don't think it's not a spoof.
Well, apparently the law doesn't necessarily agree with you, because there's all kinds of companies, you know, importers that are selling products that have one letter difference and similar design logos and things like that.
I think it has to be, you know, I think it has to, I'm talking about morals. I could really care less with
you.
They get the law wrong every single time. That's the problem here. But if I pick up this can of soda and my expectation is to get Coke and I get something else, then I've been jilted as a customer. And
buyer beware.
No, it's not buyer beware. That means I could just make I could just make my can blow up. No, bam. You know,
it is buyer beware, because you've got to know where you're getting things from. It's up to you to vet the products and services that you purchase. And luckily, most companies do that vetting for you. So if you go to Walmart or Target and you buy something called Coca-Cola, it's coming from the real company because they're buying it from the real McCoy, and they'll promise you that. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, Free Talk Live.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.